From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says the White House will host a job summit next month to figure out how to create more jobs and start driving down the unemployment rate, which topped 10% last month.
We'll gather CEOs and small business owners, economists and financial experts, as well as representatives from labor unions and nonprofit groups to talk about how we can work together to create jobs and get this economy moving again.
President Obama said today he is encouraged by the latest Labor Department report showing fewer new claims filed last week. But he said that with millions of people still out of work, the loss of jobs remains one of his administration's biggest challenges. Mr. Obama is on his way to Japan today. It's the first stop on what will be an extended Asia tour. From Tokyo, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Aides say Mr. Obama wants to reassert U.S. involvement in Asian affairs after what was perceived in the region as a period of U.S. neglect. Jeffrey Bader, who oversees East Asian affairs for the National Security Council, says major challenges such as economic revival and climate change can't be met without strong partnerships in Asia.
The rise of Asia in the last few decades may not have made as many headlines as other strife-torn parts of the world, but in the long run, it will be more consequential.
After a meeting with Japan's new prime minister, Mr. Obama will travel to Singapore for a regional conference. The eight-day trip also includes stops in China and South Korea. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Tokyo.
The world's largest maker of computer processors has agreed to pay its rival more than $1 billion to settle antitrust and patent lawsuits. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has more.
Intel Corporation agreed to settle the suits with AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, and agreed to abide by a set of business practice provisions. In return, AMD will drop lawsuits in the U.S. and Japan. It'll also withdraw complaints to antitrust regulators worldwide. AMD had complained to regulators over 5 years that Intel operated unfairly by offering rebates to big customers, a decision that undercut AMD's prices. In 2005, Japan's Fair Trade Commission found that Intel violated antitrust rules there, allegations the U.S. Federal Trade Commission is looking into. Intel owns about 8 in 10 microprocessors around the world. AMD owns most of the rest. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Here's a latest look at stocks from Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 50 points at 10,239. The NASDAQ Composite Index continues to lose ground. It's down 7 at 2,160. And the S&P 500 is down 6 points at 1,093. From Washington, this is NPR News. The parents of a Colorado boy who was thought to have floated away in a silver helium balloon are expected to plead guilty to criminal charges in the case tomorrow. A lawyer for the parents says a settlement has been reached. NPR's Jeff Brady has details.
Denver lawyer David Lane says in a written statement that tomorrow morning, Richard and Mayumi Heaney will appear in Larimer County Court. The statement says Richard Heaney will plead guilty to a felony charge of attempting to influence a public servant. The mother, Mayumi Heaney, will plead guilty to a misdemeanor of making a false report to authorities. The lawyer, David Lane, says the mother is a citizen of Japan and could have faced deportation if she pleaded guilty to a felony. He says the father agreed to, quote, fall on his sword to keep that from happening. Neither the Larimer County DA's office nor the sheriff's office has confirmed the settlement. If the court approves it, the father could face up to 90 days in jail and the mother up to 60 days. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, who is once the top American commander there, reportedly says he has doubts about deploying more U.S. troops to Afghanistan. Retired Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry reportedly sent a cable to Washington last week expressing reservations about another U.S. military surge while questions of corruption overshadow Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Eikenberry's stance is in stark contrast to that of General Stanley McChrystal, who has requested at least 40,000 more troops. CNN's John King is moving into the 7 p.m. Eastern Time slot vacated by Lou Dobbs. Dobbs announced last night that he was leaving the network. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.